The consequences of Hurricane Katrina will be felt by even more Americans in the coming weeks as prices rise for gasoline, natural gas, and home heating oil. Today, an international energy consortium announced that it would try to ease the crunch by releasing more than 60 million barrels of oil from its stockpile. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports.
The U.S. is one of 26 nations in the International Energy Agency, which stockpiles crude oil and refined products such as gasoline and jet fuel for severe energy disruptions.
This is one of the largest, if not the largest, energy shock since the energy crises of the 1970s.
Daniel Yergin is the chairman of Cambridge Energy Resources. He says previous energy shocks were about crude oil from the Middle East, but this is more complicated.
This is about not only crude oil, it's about refineries, it's about electricity, it's about natural gas. And so all of them have been hit at the same time, and they all depend upon each other.
Yergin says supplies of gasoline from Europe could ease some of the pain, but the problem is getting the fuel across the Atlantic. Seth Kleinman is a market analyst at PFC Energy.
There simply aren't enough tankers in the Atlantic Basin for transporting petroleum products from the continent to America. There just wasn't enough slack in the system, so that now that you've increased demand, you're just seeing tanker rates skyrocket.
Kleinman says that even at the higher prices, it'll be a matter of some weeks before a significant amount of gasoline can be shipped, and that will be costly.
It may well add an extra 20 cents to the price of gasoline here in America, but given that prices could leap that much in the next few days, I don't think that's really going to be the key issue for U.S. consumers.
The U.S. Energy Information Administration says there is some good news in that pipelines are being quickly restored to service, and utility companies expect to be able to restore electricity to Gulf refineries within the next 10 days. Daniel Yergin says the toughest part is just ahead.
As long as nothing else happens, and the refineries come back, the production comes back, the imports, the additional imports from Europe arrive, it will take the sting out of the prices we're seeing right now. The next week or two will be the most difficult time. But this is all conditioned on nothing else happening over the next couple of months.
Both analysts say the best thing that American consumers can do right now is to try and get by on as little fuel as they can. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Washington.